The floor was wide and dark and flat. Ian was directing my attention towards it. I didn't know why. There seemed to be just an absence of interesting coral. And then, as I looked, the whole black floor of the valley slowly lifted upwards and started gently to waft its way away from us. As it moved, its edges were rippling softly, and I could see that underneath it was pure white. I was transfixed by the realization that what I was looking at was an 8-foot-wide giant manta ray. It banked away in a wide, sweeping turn in the deeper water. It seemed to be moving breathtakingly slowly, and I was desperate to keep up with it. I came down the side of the reef to follow it. Ian motioned me not to alarm the creature, but just move slowly. I had quickly realized that its size was deceptive, and it was moving much more swiftly than I realized. It banked again round the contour of the reef, and I began to see its shape more clearly. It was very roughly diamond-shaped. Its tail is not long, like a stingray's. The most extraordinary thing is its head. Where you would expect its head to be, it's almost as if something has taken a bite out of it instead. From the two forward points, the outer edges of the bite, if you see what I mean, depend two horns folded downwards, and on each of these horns is a single large black eye. As it moved, shimmering and undulating its giant wings, folding itself through the water, I felt that I was looking at the single most beautiful and unearthly thing I had ever seen in my life. Some people have described them as looking like living stealth bombers, but it is an evil image to apply to a creature so majestic, fluid, and benign. I followed it as it swam around the outside of the reef. I couldn't follow fast or well, but it was making such wide, sweeping turns that I only had to move relatively short distances round the reef to keep it in sight. Twice, even three times, it circled round the reef, and then at last it disappeared, and I thought I had lost it for good. I stopped and looked around. No, it had definitely gone. I was saddened but exhilarated with wonder at what I had seen. Then I became aware of a shadow moving on the sea floor at the periphery of my vision. I looked up, unprepared for what I then saw. The manta ray soared over the top of the reef above me, only this time it had two more in its wake behind it. Together the three vast creatures, moving in perfect undulating harmony of line, as if following invisible roller coaster rails, sped off and away until they were lost at last in the darkening distance of the water. I was very quiet that evening as we packed the sub-bug back in its big silver box. I thanked Ian for finding the manta rays. I said I understood about not riding them.
"Ah, no worries, mate," he said. "No worries at all."
Written in 1992.